Welcome to this introduction for the audio-described performance of Choir Boy, written by Terrell Alvin McCraney and directed by Nancy Medina. The show is on Saturday, the 4th of November at 2:30 p.m. at Bristol Old Vic, with a touch tour of the stage and set at 12:30 p.m. Before the performance, there will be a recap of these introductory notes at 2:15 p.m. Choir Boy lasts for 2 hours and 20 minutes, including a 20-minute interval. The performance will be described by Megan Brooks and Jake Hayes. This introduction lasts around 10 minutes and includes information about the set, characters and costumes, followed by content warnings and theatre access information. The main setting is a hall in the Charles R. Drew Prep School for Boys, an elite boarding school for African American boys in the present day. The room is light and airy with a smart institutional feel. The walls are around 13 feet tall and support a roof constructed from scaffolding poles which meet in the centre and hold 6 sets of large panelled skylights. The 3 walls are painted cream in the upper portion with brown wood panelling to waist height. A large red velvet curtain dominates the back wall, topped with a matching valance. Above this is a gable, in the centre of which is the school's shield, reading Charles R. Drew, and featuring a vertical sword surrounded by a laurel wreath. The left and right hand walls are almost identical. There are 3 entrances on either side, including double swing doors at the rear, a single door in the centre, and another entrance at the front, covered by a red velvet curtain. The doors are made from light brown wood, matching the panelling, and are fitted with panes of frosted glass. Above each entrance and of equal width is a large glass panelled window. On either side there are light switches, fire alarms and 2 poles with lights affixed. In addition, the right-hand wall has coat hooks and a large white fuse box. The brown lacquered wood floor has been laid in a zigzag herringbone pattern. We first meet the pupils and headmaster during a graduation ceremony. The back wall is raised to reveal a bank of bright lights directed at the audience. Later, the space becomes a rehearsal room with the addition of 6 stackable chairs with tubular metal frames and wooden seats. A dorm is created when the curtained entrances at the front open and 2 single beds slide out. The beds are dark brown wood with 2 drawers in the base and are made up with purple bed linen. In the second part of the show, a raised shower block is revealed behind the rear curtain wall and is accessible through a doorway to the right. It has white tiled walls, around 10 feet high, with 2 benches in front and pegs at head height. A rectangular arch allows access to the showers themselves, through which the boys disappear from view on either side. Characters and costumes. The entire cast are non-disabled, male and black, apart from Mr. Pendleton, who is white. The school uniform consists of black shoes, camel-coloured trousers, white shirt, navy sleeveless jumper with the golden school emblem on the left breast, a navy tie with thin gold diagonal stripes, and a navy blazer, which also bears the school emblem. During lessons, the boys carry matching black backpacks. There is a school salute used between the headmaster and pupils, although the boys sometimes use it with each other when making a moral point. It is a dynamic movement that involves bending the right arm and bringing it horizontally up in front of the chest. The hand forms a fist. At the same time, the right leg stamps. Sometimes the boys accompany the salute with a vocal "huh." The cast are as follows. Tariq Jarrett plays Faris Jonathan Young, the leader of the school choir. He is 17, has curly, short black hair and sparky, brown, almond-shaped eyes set below delicately arching eyebrows. He's 5'9" and moves his slender figure with poised grace, embracing his feminine side. His gestures are often flamboyant, especially when enthused by what he is saying. Unlike the other boys, Faris generally wears his blazer fastened up. He is roommates with AJ. Judah James plays Anthony Justin James, or AJ. In his late teens, he has a muscular, athletic frame and a laid-back demeanour, but moves with spirited energy when roused, particularly when moving to songs. He has a slim face with gentle features and eyes that are quick to shine with playful humour. He is the tallest of the boys, and when lying in his bed, his feet hang over the edge. AJ wears a black sleep cap at night, which resembles a shower cap. He shares a room with Farris and is a member of the school choir. Michael Ahomka-Lindsay plays David, a senior at the school and a member of the choir. In his late teens, he wears his afro hair longer than the other boys. It frames a diamond-shaped face with chiseled cheekbones and straight eyebrows beneath which sit solemn brown eyes. David moves with a gentle, considered demeanour, which defies his muscular physique. He wears a small gold crucifix around his neck. Khalid Daly plays Junior Davis, who, at 16, is the youngest of the boys and a junior at the school. His 5'6" stature also makes him the shortest in the choir group. He has an oval face, almond brown skin and animated hooded brown eyes. He wears his afro hair as a tapered fade, thicker on top and faded lightly down the back and sides. Junior has an excitable, youthful energy, although his presence can become quite small and contained if he feels insecure. Alistair Wachuku plays Robert Bobby Morrow III, or Bobby. In his mid to late teens, Bobby is 5'9" with a slender, heart-shaped face, strong jawline and hair cut short to his head. His serious brown eyes keep a careful watch on those around him. He has an athletic physique, a bouncing strut as he walks, and projects a cool attitude. When sitting, he always slumps in his chair, feet planted wide apart. A junior at the school and member of the school choir, Bobby is also the nephew of Headmaster Morrow. Deon Brony plays Headmaster Stephen Morrow. In his early 40s, his caring brown eyes are set in a heart-shaped face. His head is shaved and a neat black beard covers the lower part of his face. Headmaster Morrow holds himself straight and tall to his full 6'1" height. We first meet him wearing the formal ceremonial robes of black cap and gown. It is completed with a separate red hood and a vivid blue satin sash draped around his neck. His regular attire of grey suit, white shirt and blue-grey tie is worn beneath. Martin Turner plays Mr. Pendleton, a retired professor returning to teach at the school. In his late 70s, he has grey, floppy hair that brushes his ears, thick, unruly eyebrows over inquisitive hazel eyes and a pale face. He has a short grey goatee. Mr. Pendleton wears dark trousers with a charcoal jacket over a fawn-coloured collarless shirt. He slouches notchalantly as he teaches his class, a man comfortable in his role. Credits. Michael Ahomka-Lindsay plays David. Deon Brony is Headmaster Morrow. Khalid Daly plays Junior. Tariq Jarrett plays Farris. Judah James is AJ. Alistair Wachuku is Bobby. And Martin Turner plays Mr. Pendleton. The creative team for Choir Boy are writer Terrell Alvin McCraney, director Nancy Medina, set and costume designer Max Johns, musical director and arranger Femi Tomowo, composer and sound designer Donato Wharton, lighting designer Simisola Majeka-Dunmi, movement director and intimacy coordinator Ingrid McKinnon, casting director Julia Horan, costume supervisor and hair consultant Sophia Khan, producer Ruby Gilmore, production manager Imogen Center, voice and dialect coach Andrea Fudge, fight director Kev McCurdy. Content warnings. Choir Boy contains the use of strong racial and homophobic slurs that have been carefully rehearsed to reduce the impact of them on the cast. Some scenes include moments of physical violence and some include sexual intimacy. Access information. The Bristol Old Vic is accessible through the theatre's main entrance on King Street. Please note that the street is cobbled and that there is an open-air bar area outside the theatre. Full access information for the Bristol Old Vic can be found on their website, bristololdvic:/bristolsoldvic.org.uk/your-visit/access/general-access-information. If you need any further assistance, for example, if a visit to the theatre in advance of the show would help, then either contact the box office on 0117 987 7877, 1pm to 6pm Monday to Saturday, or email access@bristololdvic.org.uk. That is the end of this audio introduction.